Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. You know, all of my shows are archived for your listening pleasure. Now get your pen and pad out, log on, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Oh, you're going to be so excited today. Introducing Roger Plummer. Hi there, Roger.
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
I am so excited that we are going to celebrate Willie Shake's birthday, even though we're a few days late. And we do know that he was an interesting, powerful bard. Now, all of you out there, this show, I told you earlier, is archived, and I gave you the link. We want you to listen. It's an original. No one in the world has thought of pairing Shakespeare and soul songs. Now, I want to ask you something. Do you think an octogenarian and baby boomer, by the way, Roger is a vocalist extraordinaire, can rock the stage in Timeless? Oh, you bet can. I love Shakespeare, and Roger loves soul songs. So we've collaborated on this unique performance. So, welcome to Timeless Rhythms of Soul.
And Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? I'm talking about my girl, my girl. Ooh.
Awesome, Roger. Even though the legendary poet and playwright Willie Shakes was born in 1564, his works portrayed many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later.
You're right, Kathy. You just heard the similarities in Sonnet 18 by Shakespeare, which you brilliantly did, and My Girl, written by Smokey Robinson in 1964 for The Temptations.
And there are many more examples. Shakespeare wrote Much Ado About Nothing.
Whitney Houston sang, I have nothing.
Shakespeare wrote A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Nat King Cole sang, I dream of you every night.
Oh, be still my heart. And Shakespeare wrote Taming of the Shrew.
And many a soul man has sung about a shrew. Why don't you do right? Like some other gals do. She had plenty money in 1922. You let other fellas make a fool out of you. Why don't you do right, Kathy? Like some other gals do.
Roger, why do you equate me with Taming of a Shrew?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just wait. One of the many things that Shakespeare and soul songs share are the words they use and the feelings they evoke. just listen to more of Shakespeare's Sonnet 18. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometime declines by chance, or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lose this, and this gives life to thee.
Beautiful, Kathy. Now, speaking of the eye of heaven and what eyes can see, listen to this 1959 hit by the Flamingos. My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. You know, Kathy, if William Shakespeare, or Willie Shakes, as you like to call him, had been alive during the 1950s, I think he might have used Shabop Shabop in some of his songs. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
Oh, Shakespeare.
Only for you.
Certainly was a romantic. And don't you think it was a passionate man, Roger?
He was.
Yeah. You know, he married Annie Hathaway when he was only 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Annie was 26. Would she be defined as a cougar today? But you know what? He found his true love. And that didn't stop him from following his heart. Once he found the only woman for him, his one true love.
You have that right, Kathy. You know, and when it comes to classic soul songs about that one true love. You know, few composers have done it better than Lionel Richie. Think about it. With the Commodores and on his own, Richie has written several soulful songs about that one true love, you know. And this one from 1981 may be his most famous. Maybe you'll recognize it, Kathy.
Oh, I know.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right. My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make. And I want to share all my love with you. No one else will do. And your eyes, they tell me how much you care. Always be
my endless love.
Roger, you wear your heart on your sleeve. Be still, my heart. When it comes to endless love, no play portrays that more beautifully than Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that play in 1597, but its passion still resonates as strongly today. Now, all of you be with me here as Roger and I take you to the 16th century, Verona, Italy. It is scene two. We take you to the Capulet's orchard where we find the young and lovely Juliet. Now, she was only 16 years old, so it's a bit of a stretch here. She stands at her balcony window, hoping to see her true love.
Okay, I'm Romeo.
Okay, yeah.
All right, here we go. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks?
That you mean, that's it? We're what? Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
Oh, three words, Romeo, and good night, indeed.
So thrive my soul.
A thousand times, good night, good night.
A thousand times the worse to want thy light. Love goes toward love, as schoolboys from their books, but love from love toward school with heavy looks.
Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace in thy breast. Later, baby.
Oh, come on, Roger. Let's fast forward the play. I want to die.
You want to die? Fine,
yeah,
by me.
Now, what happens here, all of you? I pick up two silver goblets, and I hand one to Roger. And I pour a little poison for you, a little poison for me. Okay, I'll drink first. Romeo, I come. This I do, I drink to thee. So I drink from my goblet, and I dramatically swoon, and I collapse face down onto the podium. You're supposed to applaud. May I hear some applause, please?
Applause, applause. Very
okay.
Dramatic, Kathy, indeed.
And my head is, well, wait, I'm not done. Please, this is my moment of true love. My head is still down on the podium. I wave to the audience, acknowledging their applause. Merci.
No way am I drinking this. And I thought she'd never leave. Ta-da!
Ta-da. Okay. Now, all of you out there, I want you all to know, listen to me, that this is an original. No one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs and Shakespeare. And later on in this performance, in our presentation to you, our gift to you and to Shakespeare, you know his birthday was April 23rd, we will tell you how all of this came to being. Now, all kidding aside, by what you've seen and heard tonight, it's obvious that William Shakespeare had soul, and that soul music has used many of Shakespeare's themes.
No, that's true, Kathy. I totally agree. As you call him, Willie Shakes was a pretty cool dude.
Hey, you think so? A pretty cool dude? Whatever. As I was saying, a major theme between the timeless rhythms of soul and Shakespeare is love. And that reminds me of the perfect song.
Wait a minute, Kathy. You're going to sing?
I had to let it happen. Yes! And so will you and you and you and you. Wherever you are listening to us worldwide, you're going to sing along with us right now.
Okay, I think I know where you're going with this, because
yeah,
one of the greatest soul music superstars of all time, who has written so many songs about love, is Mr. Stevie Wonder. Now, we only have time here on Blog Talk Radio for the first verse and the chorus for our
love-filled
grand finale. So, you ready, Kathy?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this. I think everybody knows the words. No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, it's just another ordinary day. No April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words that I must say to you. Everybody, come on, you know it.
I just called to say
I love you.
I just called to say how much I love you.
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Oh, good job. I could hear it all the way through Blog Talk Radio. Everybody singing along. Very nice job, everybody.
Oh, you were also very, very good. Hey, the world is waiting for us. And now you could hear this over and over again. And you're going to email it to your email database, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Now, Roger, I'm taking your hand, and we're standing in front of the audience. Have we said
too much?
There's
nothing
more
we can think of to say to you.
But all you have to do is look at us
to know that every word is true.
Now,
thank you so much, Kathy. This is always so much fun, and this is only just a bit of the entire Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare.
Okay, now, all of you, remember, it's archived. Wait about 20 minutes. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CHEHIWATSON, and click on Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Did you know, Roger, internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. Instead of print, instead of all the other genres, this, by the click of a button, will circle the world. So I'm inviting all of you to log on to the link. I will forward it to my email database. Roger will do his. And we're going to ask you to forward it to your email database, so on and so on. And before you know it, we are famous worldwide. How sweet is that? And with it's digital, with the click of a button. Now, you do know that our bags are packed, and we would love to entertain you at your corporate, your private entity, whatever. And we found that in our prior performances that children love this. But, Roger, I'm turning the show over to you, and you're going to tell them how this came to be. It's your
show.
Well,
Kathy, it was a little more than 5 years ago that Kathy Watson and I were working at a radio station, WYLL Radio, and here in Chicago, and I was helping to produce one of her many shows. And afterwards, Kathy came up with the idea, since she knew that I'm a vocalist and how much she loves Shakespeare and had interjected it into more than one of her broadcasts, she said, "I have to meet with you in the conference room. I have an idea." And I went, "Uh-oh, Kathy has an idea. Watch out, everybody." So we went into the conference room, and she said, "I'm thinking of a way that we must be able to combine the works of Shakespeare with soul music." And I said, "Huh? What are you talking about? That makes no sense." But
now,
Kathy
wait a minute. I have to interject here. I want
all of you
to know that only Roger could roll his eyeballs up to the heavens like, "What did she inhale?" And the look on his face was, "You got to be nuts, lady. It ain't going to happen." Okay, go ahead.
So Kathy said, "No, I see it. I see us doing something that would just be original." And, you know, and I'm not giving Kathy justice, because she'll say, "Original, extraordinaire." Kathy uses words like that, everybody, in case you haven't heard. So she just kept pressing me, and she said, "Give it a week. Give it a week and get back to me. I want to see what you've done." Not give it a week and think about whether or not you think it can be done, ladies and gentlemen. Give it a week and come back with something. Come back with a show. I went, okay. So I'm no stranger to the old Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland shows where I'd watch movies with my mom, and they'd say, "Hey, kids, let's put on a show." And then, you know, next scene they're doing a show. So I said, okay, I'm going to give this 1 week. I'm going to look at this. And then guess what? Kathy was right. I started reading the classic works of William Shakespeare and looking at the themes. And then looking at the themes of the classic soul music that my mom and dad would listen to, and thought, wow, I am shocked at how many similarities there are, not just in the themes of love and loss and betrayal and arguing and friction and unrequited love, but actually some of the same language, actually some of the same words that are four centuries separated. Like when we sang at the beginning, Sonnet 18, where she's, Kathy is reciting about the darling buds of May, and then you have Smokey Robinson singing, you know, "I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May." And I thought, really? These same words are being used? So I put together a rough draft of something and came back to Kathy, and Kathy is the one who gave it the title Timeless Rhythms, which makes a lot of sense when you're 400 years separated in some of these works, the timeless rhythms of soul and Shakespeare. And so we worked on it, we revised, we punched it up, Kathy punched me. So then we finally got our final script, and then we said, well, now that we have a show, what do? We need to try it out, and I will let Kathy take it from there.
Okay. I went to the local library. By the way, when I get an epiphany, I don't sit on it. I move on it. Because, you see, if you don't take action, it ain't going to happen. And I knew that it was going to be a learning curve. And the uniqueness of Roger and I on the stage, and this is the truth, when we're performing, the world could come to an end, and we don't know it. We have so much fun. And I'm digressing for a moment. At one of the shows, Roger, do you remember when you said to me, "Kathy, I have a surprise. You're going to love it when we perform today." And I said, "Well, Roger, tell me." You said, "No, it won't be a surprise." So who did you bring in the female, because someone said to us, you can't just use the male singers, you have to have the female. And you came out with the boa. Was it Aretha Franklin?
Yes, it was Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Because, yes, I'm a guy, so I sing songs by men. But, yes, it's been pointed out more than once by audience members that you don't sing any songs by women. And I was like, sorry, my voice isn't that high. But we managed. We pulled it off. Huh, Kathy?
No, you did. And the kids loved it. Now, our first gig was at a local library, and we'll just call her Miss Mary. And I said, I want a booking. This is going to wow the world. It's going to rock the stage. And I told her about it. She said, okay. About, I think it was in April, we were scheduled to do the show. And I called her 4 days before, and she said, I'm canceling it. I said, what? Oh, no, you're not. No. And she went, oh, well, Kathy, no one has called. I said, excusez-moi, I don't know of anyone that ever calls to go to a library to get a free show. They just show up. And I said, Miss Mary, now here's the deal. Roger and I are going to be there. I don't care if no one shows up, because we will do a rehearsal. We'll just smooth it out, and we'll have this opportunity to just see how good and dynamic the performance is. Well, she didn't know what to say. Oh, she said, okay. The day of the performance, remember in the lunchroom at WYLL, we had our first rehearsal?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I sure do remember that.
Yep. All right. So that night, we were there. We went there. And there had to be over 30 people, which is pretty good when you think that no one was going to show up. So we started our show, and I don't know if you remember, they stopped the show at least 2 times with standing ovations. We finally got to a point, and I said, you know, give me a hint. How come you're here? Timeless rhythms of soul and Shakespeare. And they all said that they were curious, and they never dreamed that there would be a pairing of soul songs and Shakespeare. And we got another standing ovation. And while that was going on, I just looked at Miss Mary with that look on the face. Ha! I told you so. So isn't it unique how we got to where we are today? Perseverance. We had a dream. Oh, by the way, Roger, we're standing on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. And we held our dream in our, and no one could discourage us from promoting this. So now, darlings, that you've heard, we've got 1 minute and 45 seconds left. I'm going to 90 seconds. I'm going to give you the link again, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. We would love to entertain you. Now, you have to know this. I'm an octogenarian, exercise evangelist, and I'm a Whiten. And Roger is a baby boomer, age 50, African-American, and a couch potato. And we are available throughout Chicago, suburbs, and the Midwest. All you need to do is to get in touch with us. Kathy Watson, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, Roger R.L. Plummer, P-L-U-M-M-E-R 2, at yahoo.com. And our rates are individually assessed. I know I'm talking fast, but you could archive it. You could log on blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson and click on Soul Songs and Shakespeare. And in closing, much ado about nothing. Roger, closing words.
It's always a pleasure to perform with you, Kathy. You are brilliant, And I hope that we get to continue to share timeless rhythms of soul and Shakespeare with audiences from age 8 to 88.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Take care, Kathy.
Okay,
au revoir.
Dear. Au revoir.